about it.
Welcome.
I get why gimps do the mask thing. This is comforting. This is nice. It's comforting.
Is it for the nigga wearing the mask or the nigga fucking the person in the mask? Are they both wearing masks?
I don't think the person in charge really gives a shit about what the person wearing the mask thinks.
That's the thing.
No, I think they actually really do. I think there has to be like a huge level of trust.
Yeah, if you're gonna let a nigga tie you up, there should be a huge level of trust. That's the scariest form of, like, do you, my nigga, like, you can be as free as you want to be sexually, but, like, tying people up really, really worries me. Like, it worries me a lot.
Shit can go really badly, especially when candles are involved also.
I like a little candle wax.
But, like, all of a sudden you got someone tied up, you're doing candles, and then a fire starts.
Nigga, I am out of there. Leaving your ass tied up, 100%. That's why I'm alone, though.
So, welcome to the music episode.
Yeah, we're talking about music. And fucking with candle wax. You gotta be careful with candle wax, too.
That shit burns. I don't like that shit, man. I've had strippers fuck with me with candle wax. That shit's...
No, I don't like strippers. Like, don't try to subtly introduce that into the conversation like you a boss, nigga.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. It took literally days to get it out.
Like in your butt?
My pubic hair, man.
She was pouring candle wax.
No, I didn't pour shit in it. These fucking strippers poured candle wax like she made on my fucking like pubes.
See, that's
It was rude. It was rude is what it was.
I mean, you know how I feel about shaving your pubic region.
I actually don't know. I've avoided generally talking to you about that.
Well, let me tell you. I'm not into it. I'm not into it. It's weird. And I think I might have did it wrong because I, like, got the balls too. And so, like, it just gave me the willies. Like, he was like, you should shave your pubes. You should do it. And I was like, all right. Like, I'll try it. These were older people.
See, the problem was they fucked up. They should have just told you to trim your pubes.
I think if you're going to do it, you should go all the way.
Nah. That's...
You got to go all the way, my nigga.
You got to... Well, then I'm fucking it up, but I don't care.
What'd I do with that thing? Oh, so tell them what we're talking about.
We were just generally talking about about music and everything... Related to what we feel is important about music.
Zach just came back.
I recently went to a Lightning in a Bottle last weekend.
One of the whitest music festivals.
Super white music festival.
I think everybody that I know that went to that thing was like...
Kind of one of those... Except for my homie with the dreads, Corey.
He's probably one too. It's kind of one of those annoying hippie niggas. Like, we get it, nigga. Like, you like to live outside sometimes. Take a fucking shower. It's like, every picture I've seen, it was so many white dreads. So, like, just, that's alone, just that fact alone. How could you even pay to, like, you paid to go see a group of white people with dreads hula hooping.
Although that did prove my theory right. Everyone I have seen practicing hula hooping was practicing for a festival like this.
What are you talking about?
I see people practicing hula hooping in like random fields and stuff, and I wonder what the fuck they're doing it for. And it's for festivals like this.
I can't get behind seeing grown niggas hula hoop. Like, that's...
It's weird. And they got like all sorts of light up hula hoops and shit. Pretty much what they do is they make a lot of weapons and just attach life to the end of it and then call them toys for people to play with.
I go to music festivals for one reason.
What is that one reason, Max?
To do copious amounts of drugs for a couple of days. And niggas be acting like, oh man, I go for the music. I really like the music, and I really like these bands, and they got all these bands and 3 days of music, and it's like going to 30 concerts in 3 days. Like, that's amazing. You can't pay for that. But I just happened to be tripping on acid and ketamine for those 3 days. Now, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I went to Coachella this year, and it was the first time I didn't do drugs at Coachella.
How boring was it?
It was not the funnest time I've had in Coachella, but I remember the music. I was there for the music, and my group just didn't happen to do any drugs. So that's why I wasn't doing any drugs. Like, I don't, let's not get shit twisted.
Like, you wanted to do
like something. I wanted to do so many drugs, and I was just, I was so sad seeing all these niggas tripping face, and I'm sitting there sober as fuck. Sober as fuck. I pooped a lot that weekend. And you know I'm poop when I go to concerts.
Wait, I thought you said you didn't poop when you went to Coachella.
I didn't have to. Well, that's when I was camping.
Oh, that's fair. That's right. You weren't really camping this weekend.
If you want to sit in another man's shit, be my guest. But Max don't use porta potties, y'all. Not for number two. I dare I say Max is better than porta potties.
I actually tried his no pooping during a festival.
It's not strategy. That hard.
It was really hard because I couldn't really eat. So you eat, you poop.
Like, who's... I don't remember eating any of those.
That's the thing. He's doing so much drugs, he's not eating, so he doesn't have to poop.
And like, if you're drinking, that fills your stomach up, boom, like that. And I'm going to tell you a problem. You're not drinking enough.
It's probably true also.
Like, you should have been drinking a lot of water to battle so you don't die from the ecstasy. And then... like,
all of beer.
Just drinking all the beer to bring the ecstasy down.
Right,
so you can take more ecstasy.
You gotta mellow it out somehow.
You can take more ecstasy if you drink more liquor.
Makes sense to me.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works. That's how it works for me at least. I think that is the only reason niggas go to those 3-day festivals. No one's going to fucking see Eric Clapton perform for the first time in 6 years. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to run some numbers, some intoxicated numbers while we were up there. It's about 30,000 people there. We figured maybe 10% were not on...
10% is a high number. 10%, I think 10% is too much.
5%?
I think 5% might be too
much. 1,500 people? 2,000 people?
2,000 people.
2,000 people. And when I say sober, I mean like not on anything.
Like, yeah, because like, okay, everybody ain't like doing ketamine.
Right.
In a corner. Like, everybody's not tripping out, but those other niggas be drunk.
That's what I said. Like, yeah, a shitload of like, people were drinking.
People be
Everyone
drunk.
Was drinking.
Everybody was drinking.
So.
And you camping with a bunch of niggas? You camping with a bunch of white people? Let me rephrase that. No. You camping with a bunch of white people?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
You're gonna drink so many beers. Why do white people like beer so much? What the fuck is that?
Because we can pretend that we're getting way drunker than we are and just do stupid shit. Oh shit, they're after me now. I just broke it down.
My nigga, what? I think that that's a fact. I'm going down and putting that as fact.
Absolutely. Oh man, I drank 8 fucking Coors Lights. I'm schlaw. Like you drank 8 Coors Lights. You just got to take a piss real badly.
Ugh, I hate drinking beers. I still say that's the reason I was pissing on myself all those times. It was definitely the beer.
It was definitely the beer.
It was the beer. And it wasn't me.
I had nothing to do with the alcohol. It was just too much beer.
It was too much beer. And I think the cocaine wasn't helping either.
You're not helping yourself either right now.
You know I don't barely do cocaine anymore, y'all. Like, y'all remember how much I used to talk about cocaine? I don't barely talk about cocaine at all no more. Like, it's too hard. It's too hard to, like, have a life and do drugs so much. Like, I'm not good at, I can't. Because, you know, when I was doing a lot of cocaine, like... my life was like kind of revolving around cocaine some days. But it was like, I'm trying to get to that next batch of cocaine. But I mean, everybody who's anybody has had a cocaine addiction. I feel like
that's a really big blanket statement.
I feel like that's one of the pillars of success. Or to success. That's one of the pillars.
You think Obama? You think Barry's got a blow problem?
I think he had a blow problem, and Barry probably do some like every Thanksgiving when all his homies back. Like one of the all the homies meet up, and then you got the one homie who never stopped going hard, and he like come in the back. You know, he give you the come on.
His shit still ain't that good either.
Oh, you know his shit's still that old nigga with the bad blow. If you over 40 and you got bad blow, I can't respect you, dog. Like, I can't respect you. Your wife probably don't like you. Your kids probably ain't shit. Your dog probably ain't shit. I just don't trust you. Like, nigga, you 45 and you ain't found a good drug dealer yet?
But yeah, I tried your pooping at the not pooping at festivals when I was at Lightning in a Bottle, which is how that tangent started. I made it a couple of days. I made it till Saturday. If I arrived Thursday night, I made it till Saturday.
Can you take us through, like, because I've never done it. So, like, take me through pooping in a porta potty. Like, just take...
There's a lot of mental preparation ahead of time.
Take me through pooping in a porta potty because I can't even get past... Like, I can't get past
at the at the festivals, there's a lot of planning involved. You never want to go in the middle of the day.
Why not?
Too hot. Most of the festivals take place at, like, where it's super hot. And those things are just sweat boxes. Yeah. So you either do it in the evening or in the morning.
For that burrito.
Now, the problem is, if you do it in the evening, you don't know what the fucking... You know, you wait too late into the night. You'd think that maybe night would be good. No one's really going in there. It's cool. No, because at night, no one can see, and that's when everyone shits on the seats. Because no one will even, like, want to fuck with it, so they'll just, like, try to do the blind hover. So at night, you've got shit everywhere.
There's poop everywhere.
There's poop everywhere. In the morning is your best bet, and if you're lucky, they clean them early in the morning, so you can get, like, right after they've gone through and cleaned them.
You can't tell me that there's a nigga cleaning that up.
Every morning. I guarantee it.
You a goddamn liar.
100%. Every morning.
No, one nigga goes at the end, and it's just one guy, and at the end, he just goes and he cleans the whole...
100%. They've got a truck come through.
No, but they just spray it down.
Yeah, I mean, they
put the water, like, how the fuck do you clean a porta potty, my nigga?
I don't know.
Because I've been in clean porta potties before, and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah, no, they do it well enough for, like, it's okay to shit in them.
I'm thinking it's just a new porta potty for every event. I'm thinking it's just,
honestly, that's a very good theory, that they just dispose of it when it's done.
They're, like biodegradable, probably, they just put the
soon as the first shit hits in it, just, like...
I do not fuck with porta potties, my nigga. That's why I didn't go into construction.
But so that's generally, but a lot of, even when you found a good time and you found a good section of porta potties that aren't heavily used and violent.
There's none. It's like niggas go and they find every porta potty, man, and then that guy goes and poops on the side of the porta potty.
I will tell you this shit. The last time I went to Coachella, we were camping kind of far away, like relatively far from the, like, where most of the camping was. So we were kind of in the fucking boonies. So we didn't, like, have people coming, like, doing, like, ice or trash pickup for, like, a first day and a half. So real quickly, like, our section of camping turned into just goddamn the fucking Mad Max.
See how quick society goes to shit?
I will tell you this. They had...
You see how quick?
They had...
When the trash man ain't around.
Men porta potties and girl porta potties, trying to make it easy. Goddamn if the guys didn't shit in the urinals... And literally just make it so bad that they had to close the entire wing of porta potties. And, like...
How you a grown-ass person? Like, you gonna just shit
the fuck
in
is
a
wrong
urinal
with you people? This is rude as fuck.
Because there's nothing worse than, like...
I will say that. The porta potties at Lightning in a Bottle were much cleaner for the most part than the savages of Coachella.
What the fuck? I don't know what a clean porta potty... Again, I've never been in a clean porta potty, my nigga. No. I mean, what you think they in VIP? I bet they porta potties be nice. Like, you gotta pay extra for that good porta potty. You ever been in one of those? They're like trucks. They're like the porta potty trucks.
Those are nice.
And you're like, damn, nigga.
They got running water. Yeah,
this is a nice edge party. A nigga walks by you with a champagne tray. Thank you. I love that.
I'm sure they had that for the VIPs and shit, something like that.
Well, let me tell you, I was VIP, right? Somebody gave me some VIP tickets, right? I ain't gonna tell y'all how, but it was tight.
Nope. I was there.
Those porta potties were disgusting too. I mean, they weren't that bad. I went in there numerous times when I found that cocaine on the floor. I was at Coachella. And I looked down and saw a bag. And I was like, what's that?
Grab it first, figure it out later.
And I picked it up. And my boy was like, you think that's safe? You're just going to do it? And I was like, nigga, this is the safest place to do some drugs that you found on the floor. Coachella.
It's probably not fucking
I mean, like, I've been places and bought drugs from people off the street, and, like, it was fake shit. I bought some fake weed once. I don't know what that shit was. It was, like, hash or something, and I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do. A 16-year-old getting some hash and thinking it's weed and just trying to, I tried to smoke that shit for so long, I was rolling it up. It wasn't working. It was fucked up. Like, that guy played me, and I'm still mad at that guy to this day. That shit haunts me. And then on the street, like, bust some ecstasy from somebody who was like, I don't know, an Eminem or some shit. But anytime you buy some drugs from somebody at a music festival, it's gonna be good.
Or they're a cop.
Or they're a cop. So,
but then it's probably still pretty good.
You know, he got that real good shit. They just stepped to you with no fake shit. Double dipping like that. I don't know. I don't fuck with porta potties. Max don't fuck with porta potties. I said it here first. Max, do not fuck with. I'm not a porta potty nigga, my nigga. Like, I know what I deserve, and I don't feel that's like fair. I deserve
that's
a porta
potty. That's fair.
Like, I can't even poop in some stranger's house.
You want to hear the real secret to porta potties? Baby wipes.
Baby wipes for who? Oh, for you to wipe your butthole with? I think it's always so weird when niggas have baby wipes like in their bathroom.
Yeah, that's the only place I really use them is at a festival. It's like a shower, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have, like, IBS for days.
Fucking music festivals, just white people would be pouring bottles of water over their head.
That's how I shower.
Everybody smells like shit.
Everybody smells terrible.
I am not a fan of the camping thing. I'll tell you what. The VIP definitely drowned out the not having drugs for Coachella. Because it was like, on the one hand, I don't have drugs, but this VIP nice. Like, I'm a VIP nigga, my nigga. Like, everybody know that about me. Everybody know that about me, fool. You find drugs on the ground in VIP.
Good drugs.
I don't know, dog. I don't know. What's like, you know what else is like that? Like, how hard it is to get back to life. Like, how long did it take you?
Almost today I'm recovered.
Like, you finally are, like, not tired?
Yeah.
My body would be, like, if you go and...
And I'm not only... I'm still tired, but that just might be from wakeboarding yesterday. I'm not necessarily tired from the festival.
No. If you go too hard at a festival, or a three-day event...
You would like, die.
With, like, hard partying and that sun beating down on your ass... It takes me like a week to not take naps.
You ever passed out at a festival?
Nah, nigga. So, I wait till I get home to pass out.
No. I don't mean like...
Oh, from heat exhaustion?
Yeah, you ever had like one of those heat exhaustion strokes at the festival?
I don't think that happened to black people.
It's fair.
We don't get that, my nigga. Fair. Our skin... Like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all's skin.
It's all
like,
the dancing shit.
Why y'all skin don't absorb the sun right? Like, I don't know what defect white people got... Where they skin. Like, the sun is y'all mortal enemy, my nigga.
Melanonin.
The sun is y'all mortal enemy, and y'all love to be outside in it.
It's true. It really is true.
I burned. Just, I tell you, nothing makes me angrier than going to the beach and just seeing white people apply and then reapply. And then apply sunscreen again. And do you have waterproof sunscreen? What SPF is that? Suck my dick. White people love sunscreen. Like, y'all niggas spend 45 minutes of y'all beach day putting on and trying each other's sunscreen and saying, hey, did you put on sunscreen? I hate going to the beach for white people.
How many times have you been offered sunscreen?
Y'all try that shit with me every single time. I'm just like, what?
I got it.
Get that shit away from me, my nigga. I use Jergens, my nigga. Olay. We just lotion up and we good. What I was telling Zach, do y'all realize like 80%, like, okay, we figured it was more like 45%. 60%? There's like 60%. Of actually, like, white people that are actually all at all
white times. White males.
Because I know some niggas that just don't put lotion on.
And I've been doing that since.
Since been doing it.
Since been getting.
I don't know. But that's the toughest part.
Yeah.
Just like coming back to real life. Nigga, I went, it was my boy Max's birthday for Memorial Day. So I went to like 4 barbecues.
Oh. Delicious.
I think between Friday and Saturday, I didn't even sleep. Thanks to all the fun I was having.
And then
Sunday we went hard. And then I didn't even drink on Monday. I didn't do anything on Monday. I went to sleep early. Like, I was done. Like, I didn't get back to real life until Wednesday. Like, Wednesday afternoon, I was like, I gotta do something. Like, nigga, you need to buck up right now. That's the worst part. Do you have like a, what was the best concert or like what is your best music moment?
Fuck.
That's a tough one.
That's such a tough one, man.
You want me to go first?
Go first. If you know what yours is, go first and let me think about mine.
This is one of the dopest me. Like, this was some shit out of a movie, my nigga. Okay. This is 100% true. I'm at this party. And it's at this big ass house.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama knew the guy throwing it. So I kind of know. And I got in there. And, like, everybody was in the backyard. All the regulars were in the backyard. But I was like, yo, let me in that house. My mama in there. So they let me in the house. I'm walking around this nigga, big-ass house. I go into the living room. It's like 6 niggas, right? There's a nigga. There's a black guy. On the couch, strumming his guitar. And I'm like, oh, man. Some nigga brought a guitar. And he about to start playing his fucking guitar. I turn around. It's Raphael motherfucking Sadiq. Nigga. He did like 6 songs, like a medley, and it was the most amazing. That was the best music moment.
Well, that's pretty dope.
It's a good one. Raphael Sadiq. It never rains in Southern California. Lay your head on my pillow.
I don't honestly. It'd probably be.
And girl, relax.
Sorry. No, not a problem. It's not nothing great, but
you ain't gonna drop that.
No. It's nothing spectacular. But honestly, it'd probably be seeing like De La Soul in a small little bar,
ooh, like intimate
little maybe 200 person venue. You that's know what I mean?
One. I love a good
close intimate. Enough. We were 15 feet from him. You know, and this was
I could see the sweat dripping off it.
Man, Maceo was a big boy. He gets sweaty up there.
That nigga name is Maceo, huh? I like that name.
It's a great
for a
name.
For a fat black guy.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Little Maceo and them.
That's a good one. That was super dope because the venue burned down shortly afterwards and never really reopened.
Good thing.
So it was one of like the last shows.
De La set that bitch on fire, man.
It was De La and like... you know, they had like real. I saw fucking Souls of Mischief there also. They had like kind of dope.
I don't know who that is.
Kind of a
like a Tech N9ne kind of thing.
Yeah, they kind of rolled hieroglyphics for a little bit.
That fucking hieroglyphics. They're bad, right?
What?
I don't like hieroglyphics that much. I mean, like, people in California are way too into those fucking motherfuckers. Like, really into them.
You don't like hieroglyphics.
I think it just sounds. It all sounds dated to me. All this stuff sounds dated. I don't know. What's the worst experience?
Probably the flip side of that, at the venue right down the street, De La Soul with a terrible sound system where they were just not into it because...
A bad sound system will fuck everything.
And it ruined their attitude, so they weren't really feeling it that much. At the first Coachella, these are all kind of small things.
Huh. Let me tell this one.
Yeah, you got a good one as well?
It was one of the first times I did ecstasy. And I didn't know, like, I didn't know my face was moving like that. And Okay, first off, we leave the venue and they're like, Max, you the littlest nigga, get in the trunk. And I'm like, I ain't getting in the fucking trunk.
That's disrespectful as you put some respect on his name.
I ain't getting in the fucking trunk. Long story short, I rode in that trunk with another nigga. And it was dark.
I rode in the trunk with another
one. It was dark as fuck and it was kind of terrifying. Whatever, it was a 5-minute ride. I was fuming the whole time. So I get out.
Who was it? Where was
Tony.
It?
I was with Tony.
No, who'd you guys just finish seeing? Wait, you and your little fucking cousin were in the trunk?
Tony Francis.
In the trunk?
Annoying ass Tony Francis. And that nigga's talking, he won't shut the fuck up. I'm in this tiny trunk.
Tony loved being in the trunk with you.
It was terrible. Like, don't do that. Don't put a fucking grown ass man in the trunk.
Two grown ass men in the trunk.
Okay, so after I get out the trunk, I'm like, fuck these niggas. I'm going hard.
So were you on your way to the venue or from the venue?
It was from, actually. Whatever.
Who did you see? I just wanted to know.
I don't remember. I did so much ecstasy. It was one of my first raves.
Why'd they put you in the trunk?
Shut up, nigga. It was like 8 niggas rolling. Okay, so then I'm doing all this ecstasy and we leave.
Wait, was Sean one there?
We leave and my face, I'm like, man, my lips hurt. They're like, oh, don't trip. You're just moving your mouth a lot. I was like, no, dog. Like, my lips hurt. Like, I don't know. It kind of burned a little. Like, why my lip, like, your lips don't feel like that? I was asking everybody. Do y'all know, nigga, the next day I woke up, my lips was blown up. No, they were huge. Yeah, they were huge. And it was 3 days of looking like that. I couldn't even go outside. I'm a very, I'm conceited. Like, I like to look at myself. And I didn't look in the mirror for 3 days because every time I looked, you just saw, it looked like one of them old racist cartoons, my nigga. Like, it looked like one of those old racist cartoons where they be making the black people look all big for no reason. That one hurt. That one hurt. Whenever I injure my face, my nigga, like that.
It's a big one.
Oh my God, you can't. I told you about that time I hit the toilet seat in In-N-Out and I had to wear glasses for a week. Why'd I hit the toilet seat?
How did you hit a toilet seat in In-N-Out?
Well, we were drinking E&J in the movie theater. We were drinking E&J, right?
Enough said.
And that's when I was like, yeah, let's get a small flask of E&J. Like, I was a terrible person.
And then you got drunk and fucking lost your balance in the bathroom. Enough said.
Nigga, the worst part was I fell to the ground. I ain't hit nothing the first time. But then I got up.
Son of a bitch.
I got up and my arms started shaking and my arms just looked from under me.
Drunk were you that you couldn't support yourself?
Nigga, I don't even know. My boy came in there. They're like, are you okay? And I turned around and looked at him. And he jumped back. He jumped back like. Then they made me stay and eat that whole fucking meal from In-N-Out. Niggas was looking at me. Don't drink heavily, kids. Don't do it. You're going to be looking like a nigga like me.
So, my bad bad music things for me. At the first Coachella that I went to, a huge stage rush for Tool. Like, to the point where, you could lift your feet up and not fall down.
That's like being buried alive.
I didn't like people. It. And I was... It was, one of the first times I really smoked hash, so I was really high, and I didn't like it at all. One bit.
That's the thing with those concerts, too. To even be able to deal with that many people being around you.
You have to be in that, you have to have that mindset where you don't mind that. I don't like that. So, yeah, it was rough.
No, you have to do a lot of drugs to offset the fear. That's the only reason you're even doing it. That many drugs.
I remember one.
Not because you're, a drug addict. It's because, it's too many people, and I just need to, calm down. That's why I'm drinking. And now I'm too drunk, so that's why I gotta do all these uppers. But now my heart moving too fast, I should bring it back down. See how that works?
I see the cycle. And probably the final bad concert thing I ever had.
You've had so many. I feel like I don't have that many.
It was three. It was the De La Soul, it was the Coachella, and then there was this festival in San Diego called Street Scene, where they would just kind of have it block off a couple streets downtown and have a festival or something. Just a couple of venues use it. Snoop Dogg was playing one, and he was an hour and a half late while someone got him a McDonald's cheeseburger.
What McDonald's they go to popping like that?
That was the point. It was
I was waiting for some weed for. I can't
go
up without.
No, because he also he didn't stop to because he smoked a blunt on stage.
So he just came out and offered y'all up this McDonald's story. Sorry, I'm late. I had to get me a burger from McDonald's. That don't make sense.
Either way, it wasn't that bad.
Because how Snoop Dogg still making, like, how Snoop Dogg still making money from concerts if that nigga showing up an hour late to get some cheeseburgers?
That was the worst part about it, was that, like, the other shows were still going on as scheduled. So, like, waiting for Snoop Dogg, we were missing fucking other people going on.
Damn.
So, he, like, it was like a clusterfuck of him throwing off other...
Was it Snoop Dogg Festival or something?
No, he wasn't even, like, the headliner. He was just performing. So those are my three.
Do Snoop Dogg even make good music anymore? Or does that nigga just smoke weed with Wiz Khalifa?
He just kind of does features now.
Do you think Wiz Khalifa was like, this is my master plan, I'ma go and just do what Snoop does and be that nigga who gets high a lot?
It's working.
Cause like, that's the thing, like, other niggas, like, don't tell me other rappers don't smoke as much as Wiz Khalifa.
No, Wiz Khalifa's just the only one who's monetizing it as much.
I'm sure most rappers are smoking weed as much as Wiz Khalifa.
But Wiz is making a business out of it.
I feel like some niggas that I know should start monetizing it.
It'd be nice.
Fucking do something. Ugh. Like, look at Wiz Khalifa. He do something. He smokes a ton of weed, Mom.
Wiz Khalifa is a successful entrepreneur.
I don't hate him. He just is so fucking strange. Like, everything about Wiz Khalifa is strange. He looks like a cartoon duck. Like one of those, you know what I'm talking about? One of the stylized ones, like the cool ones from the 90s, like a tall, Darkwing. He looked like Darkwing Duck to me.
That's a fair statement.
Wiz Khalifa looked like Darkwing Duck. Zach.
Max.
Zach. You know how you look at people and you're like, what does this nigga look like?
I just finally clicked for you.
That's been happening to me with Wiz Khalifa, because every time I try to explain, like, what bothers me about Wiz Khalifa, I can't figure it out. But it's that he looked like Darkwing Duck.
That's fair.
This is almost as good as the Drake thumb. Well, this might be better than Drake looks like a thumb, because that was a revelation for me too. It's like, what is it about Drake that makes me want to punch the nigga in his face? Like, what is... There's something very aggressive about him, but he ain't doing nothing but standing there.
Wasn't it Melisandre that looked like a thumb?
Who?
The Game of Thrones bitch.
She looks like a knee or something.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, that nigga looked like Darkwing Duck, fool.
That was still one of the best dragons.
Wiz Khalifa looked like Darkwing Duck. That nigga is like... He's very aggressive with his weed smoke, too. And I think that's a lot. Like, there's kids out here who look up to you, Wiz, my nigga. Like, you shouldn't be out here just smoking blunts and rolling blunts.
Snoop did it.
You right. I don't know.
If you were a performer, you obviously, one of the best parts about being in demand is...
Hold on, wait, I have something.
Yes.
That actually pertains to this, that's not a list. Top five people you would have wanted to see.
That are alive?
Yeah. Well, no, let's say dead, because nah, you just can't. You're fucked.
Prince?
That's so stupid. You know what pissed me off? When I went to Coachella, Prince died the day before, and...
Everyone did shitty...
I didn't even get no shitty Prince tribute.
Good.
I got one really, really fire Prince tribute. Good. How you not gonna do a Prince tribute, my nigga? I was doing Prince tributes. I did a ton of Prince tribute. Nigga, I've only been... Anytime I go karaoke, nah, I'm only doing Prince.
That's
and
fair.
They seem to really dislike it. Everyone. Just, I'm sorry, go ahead. Prince... He dead, so you ain't gonna be able to see him.
That's what I'm saying. Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I have five. You don't know.
Those three are really like the main three. And it was only two before Prince just died. You know what I mean?
Prince. DMX ain't dead.
Not yet. Nothing gonna kill DMX, man. DMX and the cockroach is gonna survive.
Ain't that nigga having his 10th kid?
Congratulations, D. And his 13th OD.
Someone needs to explain to me, like, explain to me how DMX, like, you need to explain to me, like, you need to explain to me how DMX is still kicking. Like, you look at that nigga, and you just like, my nigga, like, he done drank a lot of Hennessy, my nigga.
Smoked a lot of crack.
My nigga, you, oh my God, ain't nothing worse than an old crackhead. Old crackheads are the worst.
Why couldn't we get that George Zimmerman DMX fight?
George Zimmerman didn't want that, my nigga.
Didn't want nothing to do with that.
DMX was too amped on that shit, too.
You knew, like, it was bad news when DMX was like, yeah, yeah, no, this is good. Yeah, George Zimmerman realized it wasn't just going to be a celebrity fight, and then DMX was probably just going to try to kill him.
DMX would have whooped that nigga ass.
DMX would have, like, had his boys just jump in the stage and just start...
screaming from the side.
Everyone come up and start kicking on George Zimmerman.
That nigga would have brought his pit bulls, my nigga. Somebody would have got shot.
For sure. DMX. You think George Zimmerman was not going to bring a gun?
Good point. DMX. Shout out to DMX. 10 kids.
Survived another OD recently.
Survived another OD. Like, my nigga's living. My nigga, like...
conquering a sphere roller coaster.
That nigga ain't rode a roller coaster too?
You ain't seen that video? It's DMX in, like, one of those slingshot roller coaster things.
Those roller coasters, I don't like the way those are.
They're really not well designed.
It's like, we just gonna fling you back and fling you forward.
Yeah.
I don't like those.
DMX living.
That nigga living. He's one of my favorites. I know this is like...
Nothing wrong with that. I'm a huge fan of DMX.
We ain't, like, supposed to say it, but, like, my nigga R. Kelly. Like... and I know I've said this before, and Zach, tell me if you know what I'm about to say, but he made Ignition, and then he made the Ignition remix.
Which is a different song.
It's an entirely different song, my nigga. Like it's an entirely
different song. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that.
Because, and like, but that bass line's still there. And so it's like, they still got the same thread, but, like, no one gives R. Kelly his credit for that. Like, that nigga should have won a Grammy for best song. Don't they do best song of the year? He should have got best. He should have won 2 Grammys, 1 year, best song of the year, best rap song of the year. You know? Best song. Okay, wait. Nope, no, no, no. Okay.
Best R&B song?
I don't think, see. You know they ain't giving us 2. My nigga, they probably just call it the hip hop. We ain't got an R&B.
Best Blackie music section.
Best Coon Award. R. Kelly is one of our best. Well, okay, I take that back.
Yeah, don't you're smart enough to differentiate between R. Kelly the musician and R. Kelly the child pisser.
That was the weirdest form.
It was so weird.
Can we get in trouble for, like, seeking that out and watching it? Because that's child pornography.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just say, I didn't watch it personally, but I knew a bunch of niggas that watched it and downloaded it off Kazaa.
Kazaa was sketchy. And if y'all didn't live through Kazaa, we don't even want you listening.
Kazaa was the best.
If you didn't have Kazaa, LimeWire,
where'd you watch your, like, where'd
C++?
Where'd you get your porn from?
We don't want you listening to us, because, like, you ain't fucking had to live.
That's, you downloaded that R. Kelly piss tape straight from Kazaa, my nigga. And I remember their numbers. Their numbers was high, dog. Like, so niggas are talking about, they didn't see the R. Kelly tape.
Everyone talking about R. Kelly tape. That shit either. Like, you tell me R. Kelly's the only one who downloaded it 6 million times? Fuck y'all.
Wasn't that nigga fucking in looking at himself in the mirror? I know he was pointing at the camera. How you gonna point at the camera and piss off?
Allegedly.
I don't know. Allegedly, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I remember niggas were saying that, like R. Kelly was feeling himself.
Wasn't he wearing that Zorro mask in that shit? Also, apparently,
if I remember. I mean, if I remember.
I actually didn't see it. Like, this is all allegedly.
No, yeah, me neither.
But was he wearing that fucking Zorro mask, or was that just Dave Chappelle just spoofing him?
That nigga probably had this Zorro mask on. I don't remember that. Did I see? I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I really picture going down like the Chappelle skit, though. Like, exactly like that.
That nigga be crooning, my nigga. And, like, you know, R. Kelly, and R. Kelly don't get enough love because, like, he's had multiple
D'Angelo
classic albums. Classic albums, huh?
D'Angelo or R. Kelly?
D'Angelo, to think he can just come for a couple years and then leave for 10 and then come back? R. Kelly has never forsaken me. R. Kelly done been in trouble with the law. Hey, guys. This is an editor's note, and I just thought I needed to reiterate and let the record show that I never saw that R. Kelly sex tape, and it might have sounded like I had seen the thing, or like I had downloaded the thing, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, so I never did that. But what I would really like to talk about, you know, besides clearing my name, the fascination about celebrity sex tapes. And I think it's like, okay, you give me a porn and you say, watch this. I'll watch it. I might not be able to watch the whole thing. I might not be into it, but I'll watch it. Now, you tell me somebody I know is in the porn. Okay, picture this. If someone came to me and said, hey, Max, nigga, I think I saw your grandma sucking dick. What? You mean, what? You saw my grandma sucking dick? Like, you was peeking into her window when she was fucking my grand? No, nigga. No, nigga. On the internet, nigga. It's on Facebook. What? Okay. I'm running to Facebook. I need to know. And look, it's your grandma sucking dick. You want to be able to talk about that? I need to ask my cousins, like, nigga, did you see Granny? Did you see Granny doing that whole shit? You know? I need to be able to scold, to ridicule. And I also, like, I wanted to, like, whole shit running the family, like, you a slut because your grandma was a slut. You know? Does it skip a generation? Do y'all do the same type of shit? I don't know. These are things I think about. Enjoy the show. No, I say R. Kelly has never forsaken me, even when he's okay. In trouble with the law, okay. In trouble with his fans, in trouble with his house and his family. Like, R. Kelly, like, that's how... See, R. Kelly lets us live... Like, see his struggle through his music. Like, we living with R. Kelly. R. Kelly is so personal, you know? In the closet, my nigga. In the closet, my nigga.
Wait, at this point, we no longer assume In the Closet is an opera, but an actual true reenactment, right?
It was a smash success, okay?
How many parts are there? Like, 33?
That nigga has made so many In the Closets. Like, nigga. And it's an amazing song. Like, we can all agree. It's something. You go through that... That guy, you see that guy's life unfold.
I think a midget shit in here.
No, that is not a lyric.
I think a midget just shit his pants absolutely is a lyric.
I don't know.
Trapped in the closet.
I don't know if I ever got past like the first 5 chapters, because then I was like, all right, my nigga.
Well, yeah, somehow a midget ends up in the closet with him, and then like the midget shits himself.
Like, Kales, my nigga, like, I roll with you. Like, you know, I fuck with you, Kales, but like, 10 In the Closet chapters? $20? Like, the people are sick of this.
Come out the fucking closet, bruh.
R. Kelly's a fucking genius. A musical genius. He's a musical genius. And he don't get the credit that he deserves.
What would you say your favorite? Or what do you say this is the best genre? That's such a subject. Such a stupid question.
No, it's not. Best genre. There is a best genre, Zach. There's a best... Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There is a best genre, and everyone knows it's soul music. It's soul. Is that a genre? Sure.
Yeah, it's a genre. I don't know if it's the best.
How isn't it the best? Name me a genre that's more consistent than soul.
Funk?
False. There's some really terrible funk music out there.
There's some really terrible soul music out there.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Every soul song is a good song.
Every soul song is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then why the fuck don't we just start making soul music?
Cause we basic, Zach. Oh. That's cause we basic, and that's why we can't have nice things.
It's true, actually. That's like a common of Abraham. I can't have nice things.
And it's like it's staring us in
the I feel that's a big part of soul music, is the inability to have nice things.
That's how you know soul. You feel that shit and you struggle. And the soul combines like lyrics with beautiful music and a beautiful voice.
That's where I can't sing soul.
You ain't never struggled, you ain't never been to church, and you ain't a fat
I've black been woman. To church once.
What kind of church did you go to?
One of those like Southern California big evangelical ones. It was weird. Real weird.
Where they're singing and they're doing their hands like that.
Yeah. I fell asleep.
Oh, like I've fallen asleep in church so many times.
Okay. I didn't get smited for it, so.
Haha. You're living the smite right now, my nigga.
I am the smite. Welcome to the smite.
I don't know. Is it a black? It wasn't a black church then.
No.
Okay. I mean, do you, dog? If you gonna go to sleep in church, it should be a black church.
I feel I'm gonna hit if I fall asleep in a black church.
I know, that's why it's fun. Living on the edge. Last time I was in church with my grandma, I'm on the phone. This nigga, I look over, this nigga looking at me like this.
Just some random person?
I don't know you, my nigga. You just staring at me like this. I'm like, bitch. I can do this. God said this is okay for me.
God's chill, obviously. Again, not smited, not a problem.
My grandma was not happy, though, when he told him. My grandma was not happy.
See, I'm pretty sure snitching is outlawed in the Bible.
You ain't supposed to do that. Nigga, you want to talk about music at church. My grandma's church, they just used to give niggas in the audience tambourines.
Oh, no.
And nigga.
Oh, no.
This is a symphony.
Goddamn free-for-all.
A free-for-all. And nobody's on the same beat. Like, niggas is just willy-fucking-nilly with their tambourine. It's Sunday, so I had probably been drinking the night before. I'm sweating liquor. There's tambourines in my ear. It's not that cool.
It sounds terrible.
It was not that cool.
Sounds absolutely terrible.
And then I ain't gonna front, like, not the best group of singers. It was a small church. Like, they tried, though. They really tried. It was nice and it was sweet. And if you're doing it for Jesus, then you're doing it right, as I always say.
All right. So you sing soul.
All right, next.
So you think soul music is the best music? I think that's a subjective
Techno? Argument.
No, you know me.
EDM?
I would never say that. Absolutely.
EDM.
No, that's not music.
I can't
Robot
even
listen. Noises.
Yeah, like.
But what do you think? What is your favorite genre of music?
Probably soul.
Soul?
That's a tough one too. I like a lot of rock.
There's no wrong answer to that. This is a completely subjective question. There is no wrong answer.
I mean,
what's your favorite?
As I've gotten older, like, you know, you gotta get your shit well rounded, doc.
Absolutely.
So like, there's.
But then you have to have a favorite. You have to have a favorite. This is like you were so quick to have a best genre. You have to have a favorite genre.
It's different though. It's different. Look at my Spotify playlist, my nigga.
Which one?
The funky one. F-O-N-K-Y.
The funky one?
Funk. Don't give me that funk. I mean, it's just like, if I can shake my booty, and everybody knows how good of a dancer I am, and my sister, I told you what my sister's been doing. I've been seeing my sister a lot. And, like,
I finally met his sister. She's awesome.
And, like, she don't be out with me. Like, she don't know. Like, she don't. My sister Corey do not know, like, how it go down when I'm in the circle. You know? I'm in the middle of the circle. Whole club looking at me, my nigga. Whole club looking at me, dog. Dance off. Dance off. Dance off, dog. And I killed it. You seen me kill it in the club. Zach has seen me kill it in the club.
I was actually thinking about that. Have I?
You're fucking with me. He's fucking with me, y'all. Okay. Zach's seen me kill it. Zach has seen me kill it in the club. And she's seen me kill it in the club. I feel like. And she just keep going around like, nigga, you can't dance. Like, you can't dance. And I'm like, I'm close to hitting her, y'all. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end.
So whoop your ass.
Because I can dance, so. I can dance. Okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. You haven't given me a favorite answer for an answer yet. Favorite genre.
Dude, I don't have a favorite. You can't have a favorite, my nigga.
You absolutely can have
a favorite. No, you can't. A favorite and a best are different. There's one genre that is just better overall. Such a
strange way to look at it.
Because a favorite is subjective. A best is just what it is.
Right, so I figured like that's there's no wrong answer. You can say whatever you're
but favorite. I don't have one.
Trash rap?
Trap?
Trash rap.
I don't know what that is. You can't make that up. That's not a genre, my dude.
You know, when I say trash rap, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't
know
what you're talking about. Like Gucci Mane? Like, you're talking about trap, right? Trap music? Trap.
No, I'm not talking about trap.
Snap your fingers. Like that?
Talking about the Ja Rules, Cisco's.
That is not trash rap, my nigga. Like, who's calling it that? Who called Ja Rule trash rap? Who called it that? Ja Rule, my nigga, like, fuck you, 50 Cent. Fuck you, dog, because, like, you took a good person. Like, Murder, Inc. had a good thing going. Like, Murder, Inc. had the best thing going. Like, Murder, Inc. was dropping hit after hit after hit. And then 50 Cent come talking shit. And 50 Cent is terrible. And we had to get stuck with that nigga.
Or die trying.
We had to get stuck with 50 Cent. Like, looking back on it, like, don't get me wrong. I was blinded by 52 when he first came out. I was like, oh, this album's so dope, right?
He was doing those upside down pull-ups.
He was in the club. He was in the club, and I liked it, don't get me wrong. But, like, you said it yourself. It's a summer day. You at a cookout. You on a boat. You gonna play fucking Get Rich or Die Trying?
Nah.
Are you gonna play some Ja Rule and Ashanti?
Doesn't even matter.
You gonna play Ja Rule
and Ashanti. Gonna play Ja Rule. You're gonna play every... And then you're gonna play one, and then you're gonna look up the other ones. You gonna remember how much... This shit was good.
Y'all remember this one, though? Oh, y'all remember this one. Ja Rule and Ashanti had a thing going. Now niggas making fun of Ja Rule talking about he performing at the Macaroni Grill. I was so mad because I wanted that to be a real thing.
I wanted it to be so true.
Because I was looking forward to YouTube videos of Ja Rule performing at the Macaroni Grill. Like, Ja Rule, we lost a real one there. We
you
lost
had a real chance, one. Man.
And I blame 50 Cent for that shit. I blame Smart Water my ass.
No. Vitamin water.
Vitamin water my ass. Fuck that nigga. How he makes so much money? Why 50 Cent got so much money?
And he's so petty.
He is so petty though. I like that about him. Don't get me wrong, like,
never forget how petty you can be.
Like, he a boss. Look, what he did to Ja Rule was fucked up. Cause Ja Rule, y'all remember, Ja Rule had hits. Like, Ja Rule was killing it. And then 50 Cent was like, nah.
You will be the lamb we will slaughter.
I love Ja Rule. And then Ashanti gone too now. And like, where Ashanti go?
No, they both still just doing their own. They're still touring together.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Actually playing in LA soon. I wasn't actually sure if it was one of those, like, fake shows, but I think they're actually playing in LA somewhere soon.
Nigga, we should go. Probably like the Hollywood Bowl or something.
Something like that, I think, yeah.
With like Case and 112, my nigga. I love them concerts where it's just all the old niggas together.
One of my favorite guilty pleasures. I don't even know if it's Nelly.
Nelly?
I fucking love Country Grammar. God damn if that isn't one of my favorite albums.
Didn't love Country Grammar,
all
my
time,
nigga.
Man.
That nigga.
I fucking love.
He had niggas wearing band-aids under their eye, though. He had niggas. Remember Air Force One? Give me
Trooper.
Nelly was a motherfucking. He was a light skinned. He was one of the light skinned ones, and I was like, all right. I was like, all right, dog.
Huge guilty pleasure album.
I fucks with Nelly. I fucks with Nelly. I don't know. You know who's like becoming my guilty pleasure now?
Huh.
Bieber.
I still can't get behind Bieber.
And Selena Gomez. I like that little.
Wait, didn't like she die?
Selena Gomez?
No, that was
the I hope
that
not.
That was the other.
Please, Lord, no.
What's wrong with Selena Gomez?
That's that little girl. It's kind of creepy watching her, too, because she looked like a kid and she be doing that whole sexy thing. But, you know, when I have a different strokes, I just like her music. I'm, like, not trying to do that with Selena. But I like her. I like Selena Gomez's music. Like, she's really, she's grown as an artist. And y'all niggas act like, oh no, she Disney Channel. Nah, my nigga. Like, Selena Gomez is it. Like, Selena Gomez, her shit is right, my nigga. Her concerts be lit as fuck. Her concerts be so lit.
Yeah, I don't have any real new guilty pleasures like that.
I fuck with anything Rihanna do.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel like such a hoe, though. Because sometimes, half the time I'd be like, oh my God, Rihanna got her titties out. But the other time I'd be like, yeah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Go, girl. So I flip-flop with that one.
That's do you think Rihanna knows how terrible of a dancer she is?
She must. She not.
She has.
She don't give a fuck. Rihanna don't care about shit no more. And don't even bring up her dancing because that bitch gonna flame you on Twitter.
So you better. You can't insult Rihanna because she won't fuck your shit.
Tread lightly, my nigga. She gonna come for you.
Remember who was it? Matt Barnes tried to pull that shit. Like, yeah, no, me and Rihanna together. Rihanna was like, I don't even know who you are.
Who said that?
Who said
Matt
that?
Matt Barnes, that nigga is
was it,
crazy.
It was either Matt Barnes or J.R. Smith.
It was Matt Barnes.
Was it Matt Barnes?
That nigga crazy. I'll read anything that Matt Barnes say.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime Matt Barnes has to say, like, I just need everyone to hear my side, you can absolutely count me as a listener.
Talk to us, Matt.
Tell us what happened. Matt, tell us your side of the story.
Rihanna wouldn't fuck no Matt Barnes, fool. Rihanna, and I have a theory. We've talked about
Didn't
this theory.
Rihanna just fuck... Who was that?
Leo? She fucking Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, some fucking trash rap motherfucker.
Who ain't Rihanna? Rihanna is very in control.
But here's the thing. No, that's the thing.
Rihanna playing these
They ain't fucking left, Rihanna. Right. Rihanna just fucking them.
And leaving.
Yeah.
I bet she be like, she probably treat guys real bad.
Real bad, man. But she allowed to.
She like, let's go to the strip club, leave a nigga at the strip. You know what I'm saying? That bitch savage, dog. And you know what? I'm going
to
tell you.
She take a guy to a strip club and she leave with a stripper.
Ooh, no, you didn't. That's a good one. I don't know.
Somehow we just lost our live feed, but whatever.
It was going so good, too. I think that's enough.
But,
I love me some Rihanna.
No, man. I got no problem with Rihanna.
They was on that too. Listen, they was on that as well. So listen, man.
So
that's cool. We'll just say we didn't know.
I recently heard something. I think it was Radiohead played "Creep" for the first time in like a decade. You know, the one single that fucking everyone knows.
Everyone knows, no matter who they are.
No matter who they
walk
are.
Of life, and that's one of like the first, like. I used to only listen to rap music.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like rap and R&B, right? And I was like, one, like I always have known that one.
Yeah.
They're like up there with like Sting and like Roxanne. How do you feel about Sting?
Hate Sting. Sci-fi. Can't stand Sting.
That nigga up there.
Can't stand Sting.
Sting is a boss, my nigga. Sting the best. Roxanne! Tantric sex all day. Fucking his wife. He a badass white boy. Like, don't get it twisted. Sorry. Okay.
So, anyways. And it pretty much came back to the thing that Radiohead hates playing Creep. Fuck them. Right? Like, if you have a song that is your beloved song by everyone, and literally, like, it is your job to go out and play music for people, for the fans, fuck you. You play music for yourself in the studio. When you're on tour, you play music for the fans. Yeah. How the fuck dare you not play everyone's favorite song he's if right. you are an artist?
He's right. And I don't disagree with that, but he's 100... Like, I don't ever...
Like, I get it. It's your job. You make the music you want to play in the studio. You don't have to play Creep in the studio ever.
But if it's your job, then we technically are, like, your...
We are the reason you are on tour. Yeah, if we didn't buy these tickets, you think, like, you're going to perform for an empty arena? No, you're not going to perform for an empty arena. You're here because you sold tickets, because we want to see you play this one song. You know what the worst part is? We'll buy tickets knowing they won't play the song.
That's what the
problem
is.
Hoping that you motherfuckers
will. That's what the problem is. And
we just hope. Man, I know they haven't played this song in 15 years, but maybe this is the time.
What about, okay, and like, think about the people that are like, I never really understood. I guess I do, because music makes me remember certain things. How people are like, this got me out of this really bad time in my life. Like, this song is the one that saved me.
Bro, that makes
and you're
sense.
Not going to play it?
You're not going to play that? This song might have kept someone from killing themselves.
Yeah.
And you're just, because it's too popular, you're not going to play it?
That's some bullshit.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Zach is really worked up.
I don't like that.
I don't
it
like
bugs
it
me.
Either.
It really bugs me.
No, you and like, dude, like...
Don't get me wrong. I'd love to be in a position where I've got... thousands of people screaming at me to play a song.
They love you.
Where they love me. Where like it would make their night.
You. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play the shit out of that song for them. Even if I don't like it. Even if I go and be like, man, I'm tired of playing that song, but you hear how much they fucking love that?
It brings a tear to my eye. I was such a goopy bitch when Diplo played that song. I needed somebody to lean on. That's my shit, y'all.
Is that Diplo?
That's Diplo and DJ Snake and some bitch named Mo, but there's a dash through her. It's that, why you spell your name like that, girl? That makes me so mad how she spelled her name. Anyways, I saw it twice and I was pumped both times, my nigga. Like I was like, that was it. That's the moment I remember, really.
Right, like they play the song that people know.
And the song that you, the people want, my nigga.
People want.
Like, just because you hear it every day don't mean I hear it every motherfucking day.
So that actually really does bug me.
Mm. Any, like, what?
Also, what? Can we talk about, what is up with the Lauryn Hill phenomenon?
What's that?
Why the fuck people can't be on time to perform? What where does that come from? Or just, like, not showing, just deciding not to go on at, like, the last minute or something. What the fuck does that even come from?
They either like on CP time or they getting high on drugs. Those are my only things.
Those are the only things?
Lauryn Hill is crazy as fuck. It's like y'all don't like, I think everyone like thinks it's a joke. I think that bitch is very unstable. I'm like, there's obviously some shit going on with her to just sit there and just keep acting the way you do and being weirder and fucking weirder, and everybody like, whoa, like, you should maybe scale it the fuck back. And she's just not. No, you guys think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I don't trust any of you. That bitch is, she look like one of those people. Well, and when she come out of her house, she always look like she looking around all quick.
God damn it, dude. I heard something so funny. I saw it was a designer rapping in a fucking sound booth, and it says that the caption was, "Designer looks like a scared llama trying to escape from a locked room." Yes.
I like that fucking stupid ass song.
Nothing wrong with that. It's blowing up. Panda, panda, panda. Panda.
And you can play it for your Asian friends, and they really get a kick out of that.
Hey, so. On a artist responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel on musicians being?
Wait, can I actually?
Yes.
I have a segue from that. Any songs? Forget. Any songs make you remember? Like what? Are there any songs that like you're like, oh yeah? Like what was your first like? Where you were like, oh man, I love this.
Like a like, song or like I don't a know, soundtrack like, to something.
Maybe that. I mean, just like, because I got a couple.
I got 311 from Chaos. Whenever I hear that opening beat, like it's just like a couple like cymbal crashes, mm-hmm. It always takes me back to playing the drums at David Garcia's when he and I were like just fucking around, him on guitar and me on the drums, because we were both really into 311 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, that always takes me back to just chilling in his house in the summer, just playing music all day.
Okay. I have a couple. Lil Wayne was like, when I thought I was a thug, I was like, oh yeah, nigga, like, I used to think I was hard than a bitch, nigga. I used to think I was so hard, and that was my soundtrack to that. When I met a bunch of white people, when I moved to Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
And was like, oh, let me try some rock music. So then I started with the softest rock. I think I was really into Coldplay first.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was standing for Coldplay. like, this is it. This is everything to me. Like, this, what have I been missing? That and, like, the Beatles.
All right, huge confession.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm not that fucking into the Beatles.
He just doesn't like the Beatles that much. I think the Beatles are good for what they are.
Not that fucking into them. Ringo Starr gets it. I'm going to say that. That, you say that about Ringo. He gets it.
That nigga just trying to make that money.
What was his name? Richard Starkley? Richard Starkley. That was his name. Richard Starkley.
Because we was like, that can't be his real name. That kid's
too good of a fucking name.
That ain't Ringo's real name. That nigga,
Richard
no.
Starkley.
He had a plan all along. He was like, I'm just going to chill in the back.
No, he's still, and now he's like, fuck this dude.
Play some chill drums.
Yeah. I'll take everyone's shit. They can OD and kill themselves and... I will be the only one left.
I'm gonna pick up all they spillover bitches.
Right. They gonna take the
his wife bad too.
Yeah, because no matter what, he's still a Beatle,
and he's like he always looked like the coolest. That nigga just
he got that little beatnik fucking little beatnik goatee. Kind of wears those kind of the Elton John small glasses. Yeah.
Have you ever those? Doesn't he wear beanies sometimes?
He kind of wears beanies and Skechers. I remember he was like the face of the Skechers ad for a while, like. No, Richard Starkley knows what he's doing.
Not Dick Stark.
Dick Stark! Also a great fucking name.
Rest in peace,
Stark. No, he's still alive. Oh, the Starks? Yeah.
They did.
They all did. They all fucking did.
How are they gonna kill Hodor like that, y'all?
They literally killed Hodor off for a solid, like, 7 minutes of time when I feel that the fucking Cold Hands was right there. Like really, Mira, your ass should have held the door, let Hodor run, and fucking everything would have been great.
Mira, bitch ass, she couldn't even carry that nigga through the forest. Did y'all see that?
She gave up. She literally was just like, we're dead, Bran. I'm going to kill us both. Bitch, that is the worst strategy ever.
Was she about to kill him?
She had the last grenade. She was about to kill them both before the whites could get to them.
They do that a lot in that show, huh?
That...
Like, I'll kill us. It's gonna be me instead of them. Like, no, just let them get me.
Yeah, just go. Just run. Like, keep running, Mitch.
I can't believe she stayed behind for him. She was probably beat carrying that big ass nigga.
No, man, she carried. I mean, yeah, Bran got real big. For a motherfucker who hasn't been able to walk.
That's what I'm saying.
He got real big.
Oh my god, I was about to ask that question because I don't know and I'm an idiot. If you. Like, what happened? Like. I guess your bones still grow.
This is a serious question?
I don't know.
Biologically? Your muscles will atrophy. Absolutely.
Okay, so like, they just don't gain any muscle.
Yeah, your legs will just...
They'll grow down.
No, the bones will probably still grow as long as you're getting nutrition. But because if you're not using your muscles, the muscles will atrophy to just have like tiny little stick legs.
I see.
But like, everything will still be there, just the muscles will be much smaller.
That's... The body is so weird. It's just like our bones are just gonna grow and our skin is gonna stretch with it. But then when we cut ourselves, why don't the skin just stretch like in?
That's actually kind of a good question.
Like what? Like
that's so actually weird. Kind of a good point.
Like, but like our bones are just pulling it. Is it because it's such a slower process?
Well, yeah. I mean, the skin divides and grows. You know what I mean?
It's not. Like and it's just a slow overtime kind of thing. I don't know. It just seems like a weird process to me.
It's fair.
And like, why some niggas so much taller than other niggas? Like, why some niggas gotta be so short? And like, small and tiny and adorable. I mean, like, don't get me wrong.
Max, don't get me wrong.
Like, little adorable niggas are fine, but it's like, I don't know. It seems like a lot. Like, and I don't know why there would be so many, you know, it's weird. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Do you think musicians have, should be... socially responsible.
Yes.
Why the fuck should we listen to what a musician has to say?
It's not that we should listen to it. It's just that they carry so much of a weight, and people listen to people. And
it's kind of a paradox. Like
it is.
They do have so much visibility,
but they should all be together and be like the smart ones.
Yeah,
like,
can we get like a scientific council to advise celebrities on what?
Like, this is what you should be talking
about.
Like,
that's what I did. Like, celebrities.
Don't talk about vaccines anymore.
Celebrities, hire us. We will tell you what to talk about and what you can say. We're good people. We'll tell you, like whenever you're
going to tweet something. What are your thoughts on cocaine? Not, do you have it?
Like, you know.
No, okay, no, carry on.
You know, like,
actually, let me go.
Hollywood, like, they're going to ask you about diversity? Don't answer that question. Call Max. He'll tell you what to say. You know?
Tell the answer every time to be like, man, that's fucked up, but I had to get that check, y'all. Like, I
And that's a fine answer.
And that's fucked up. And I'm pissed too. And it's some bullshit. And they should change it.
Right.
But I had to get that check.
But I had to get my check.
Like, you gotta understand. Like, I need this money. And I niggas would be okay with that. I'd be okay with that. Like, you know what? That nigga had to get that check.
I mean, like.
He had to get that check. But don't, like, don't start waxing poetic. And don't tell me how men are also sexually harassed. Like, just don't do that. Like, and don't tell me how it's hard for you as a beautiful white person too. Like, don't do that. That's don't what you don't
that.
Do.
Don't say that. So, but like, what I was asking about was the bathroom thing. There's the anti-trans bathroom laws, mm-hmm. HB2.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of musicians. Now, it's interesting. A bunch of musicians have just straight up said, we're not going to perform in North Carolina. I know a bunch of other musicians.
The breeding ground for all the real, real intense shit.
Now, other musicians have taken, while still not supporting the law and hating the law, have taken the approach of, we're not going to punish our fans for something the government has done. We're going to use this opportunity to go out there and tell our fans to talk to their governments and tell them that we oppose this and that they should oppose it as well. Why? I mean, but and like, both of them are right.
That's
but
the thing.
Why the fuck should we listen? I mean, they're on the right side this time.
But here's the thing. I think it depends on who you are. Like, I think it depends on who you are. And can you lose that fucking North Carolina leg of your tour?
Beyonce? Probably. They'll hold it in Georgia. They'll all drive to Georgia.
Niggas would have rioted if Beyonce was like, I ain't coming no more.
I think Beyonce, didn't Beyonce cancel? I think Beyonce canceled one of her tours.
I think she said something. And she was like, y'all already bought tickets. I don't want nothing to burn down. So we just gonna do the show, but I ain't fucking with it. But we gonna do the show.
I mean, I know that the NBA pretty much, the NFL said
and
that.
Like Disney Channel too?
Disney.
Which is great. And that's the thing, like, money talks.
It does.
And people, and it's just like, if people are being cunts, they should just, like, yeah, bad things should happen to those people.
Yeah.
I do. And if you're from North Carolina, you should have been pissed.
You should have been fucking
like, my nigga, I don't know why y'all just let this slide through, my nigga.
We didn't know. Fuck y'all.
Y'all like segregation?
They love segregation.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like,
those are the most, they drink mint juleps down in North Carolina.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you get what I'm saying. Like, y'all should get y'all shit. Like, all the way together. And yeah, and I think as a person with a voice that reaches that far and people are going to at least hear it, I think you're obligated to talk about it.
But you need us to tell you whether or not it's a good thing to talk
about. But here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. Okay, you start talking about one thing. Like, where do you stop? Why you ain't talking about Africa now? Why you ain't talking about saving the whales? Why you, like, that's the thing. Like, people care about weird shit. And don't everybody care about the same thing? I don't know. If I was an artist, we do it now. We will drag your ass if we don't like the way you acting.
It'd be so good if we had millions of people like just like agreeing with us and we just dragged a random person for no reason. I'd like have a dartboard up of just like random people and I'd be like, today we're going to fuck with
that
this person.
I don't know.
Hey, what's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song? I don't have a go-to karaoke song.
You play the mood, play the feel, see what it looks like.
I do a different one every time, I think. I have a couple people that I go to. Tony. Prince. Anything Biggie.
Safe bet. Ludacris is a great karaoke artist.
That nigga raps too fast. And if you get lost in Ludacris, you just die. You ever try to rap that? Were you with me when I tried to do it? Somebody was like, do this song with me. And it was, nowadays, everybody want to talk to me. That's the shit that comes out when they move the lips. Sorry.
My senior year, I did Roll Out at the local karaoke.
Roll Out!
At the local karaoke bar in college. And it was great. I had a bunch of people jump up on the stage and do the chorus with me and shit.
Now, where you get them platinum chains? Was that one?
Yeah.
With them diamonds in it.
Where'd you get them matching bins with them windows tinted? Who the girl you be with when you be riding through?
Man, I got nothing to prove. I pay the dues. Think the rules to pay fools. Tell me, who's your housekeeper? What you keep in your house?
What you got, diamonds and jewels?
Is that what you keep in your mouth?
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
That song, Go, My Nigga.
So fucking hard.
Yo, Ludacris. You want to talk about a nigga who just had his hands on the game for 7 goddamn years?
Singing. Acting.
That nigga do it all. He was in Crash, yo.
You know what? I loved Crash, but apparently it was a fucking terrible movie, is what everyone says.
It won an Oscar. It won Best Picture.
I know. Everyone said that it was a terrible movie, though.
I think that was one of those things.
People said that it was too heavy-handed. It was like too, like... It was fucking heavy-handed, don't get me wrong.
It was a lot of like, if you do this and this is what causes this, mm-hmm. and like...
But I liked it. Whatever, I liked it.
I was like 16 when I came out and I was like, this is fucking deep.
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? Like,
this deep and Luda in this, my nigga.
You disrespecting
what do you think about
and you disrespecting yourself.
You know what, though?
I will say, I don't think musicians should jump over to acting. Stay your ass. Where the fuck you at? I mean, it's good for your career. Don't get me
wrong. Because
you
get old,
and niggas with music are so much more fickle.
Because without that, we wouldn't have Tyrese.
Take it back. Please take Tyrese back. Someone get Tyrese the fuck out my face. Every time I see that nigga, I just get so angry. Like, he's dark skinned. Like, and he like dark skinned. And like... That's what you think of when you think of a chocolate nigga, and it's like, no, I don't want that to be our descriptor. I don't want, like, you look up dark skin in the dictionary, I don't want Tyrese to be there. It should be like a face like, I don't know, like mine, baby. Like mine.
Let's finish up. Last couple minute things.
Okay.
Riders. The best part of being a musician. Clearly. You get to create a list of just whatever the fuck you want to be in this room for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would be on your list? 3 things that are on your list.
I don't know, like some whiskey. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe the ingredients to make sidecars. Yeah. Classy ass, delicious drink. The ingredients to make sidecars, some Cointreau, some lemon juice. And we can use Hennessy. Let's use Hennessy. Because my niggas like Hennessy, so we gonna need a lot of Hennessy in that bitch. Carton of Newports. Because that's like the stuff that you don't want to get. I hate going to buy liquor because you gotta go to a separate store to get liquor. And like, I just always have to buy cigarettes.
Right.
So it's nice when they're just giving it to me, right? Yeah. And then maybe like some trolleys, sour gummy worms. Maybe some Oreos. Oh, your mama can make some brownies or something. We could bring those. Like, should I just go through my list? Like, just everything I would want. It's so long. A box of Popeyes. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I would say fried chicken, but...
Popeyes.
And, like, you can just know Popeyes. Like, you know what you're going to get when you get Popeyes. And they're everywhere. Because if you go into a new town, like, there's nothing worse than buying some fried chicken and being like...
What the fuck is this?
Like, nigga, like, you did not bring this weird motherfucking fried chicken to my shit. I don't like it. So, like, Popeyes. And maybe, like, some nice bread with a stick of butter.
I like that one.
I love bread and butter. Like, a nice loaf. Whatever, but I don't care where you get that from. What about you?
Probably, yeah, whiskey, ginger ale. Depending on what I'm doing.
I love a whiskey and ginger ale.
Right, it's just such a refreshing drink. So depending on what I'm performing, like depending on like what the fuck I'm up there to do, like if I need to be coherent, whiskey ginger. If I need to be ratchet, Caribou Lou.
No one ever needs to be ratchet. It's more of a choice who you like. You know what? Fuck that.
We going.
I'm doing it. I don't care what they think.
A quad, probably. Something to smoke it with. And a Nerf gun.
That's so fucking rude. I hate grown-ass niggas who just be hitting you with Nerf bullets. Like, stop. My nigga, stop.
I absolutely am one of those motherfuckers.
Like, what are you doing, my nigga? Like, I'm trying to read over here. Or, like, our water guns.
See, water guns bug me more that. Because, like, yeah, like...
You'd be so scared. Yeah. You'd be so scared when you see a water gun. You're like, no, don't.
Don't with that.
Do it. It's so weird how you'd be jumping and shit.
A Nerf gun.
That's a real douche move. I can't see... You just said, like, how much drink... I've tried to perform. There's, like, a two-drink limit that you gotta hit. Like, just two drinks to, like, get loose and not be in your head so much. But you go after two, my nigga... You're done.
What do you think is on Kanye's rider list?
Some gloves.
What kind of gloves?
The ones that the doctors used to put fingers up buttholes.
Oh, right.
Some fish sticks. Probably some weird shit.
And a picture of Amber Rose.
She's like, I want a replica of Mona Lisa hung upside down.
I want the Sistine Chapel painting. But with me as Michael instead of God.
You know, he just be trying to answer that shit where the nigga reading it like, do you know what this is?
This isn't.
What is this?
What's on DMX's rider list?
Oh, some crack.
Four pit bulls.
A chain link fence, nigga. Can y'all set up a chain link fence in there?
A fire hydrant.
It's like, D, what you need this for? We gonna get crazy. I told you about my DMX story. Ooh, no, I didn't tell y'all about
you
this.
You have a DMX story, you have to tell it immediately.
Okay, so I'm at this concert. I'm back in Detroit. My sister and her husband like, let's go to this concert. It was like DMX, E-40. One more, maybe it was Busta. I don't know.
Oh my god, people must have gotten shot at that concert.
Nah. Why, because it's Detroit?
No.
Because they black, my
name? No, because of DMX.
It was like, I mean, you know, you in Detroit, you just always be waiting for a nigga to start shooting. Has
nothing to do with anyone else but DMX.
And DMX plus Detroit. You right. No, I was really surprised that didn't nobody get shot, too. I was happy. See? We ain't like that. No, I didn't nobody get shot. I ain't get shot.
Nobody I know got shot.
We was good. Oh my gosh. And okay, so this nigga up there performing, right? And like, I ain't gonna lie, X was going in, my nigga.
Dude, that's what I hear is that like once X gets on stage, he kind of blacks out and just gives it what he's got.
Oh, he gave it everything. That's probably why he got to smoke so much crack.
Like, that's pretty much like what he did on the Chappelle show. Chappelle would just hit those buttons and DMX would just like, oh, we're singing this song now.
Exactly. Oh, I remember that. That was fire.
He killed it, dude.
That was fire.
Fucking killed it.
So, okay, so we out there. This nigga, like, he stopped the show and he's like, let me hit that. He just picked this blunt up out the crowd. He starts smoking the blunt, pass it back. They pass it back to me smoking it. Then, that nigga, like, got somebody Hennessy out of front row, took a swig. Or maybe it was his Hennessy. He took it from his boy, like, backstage. He took a swig. And then my nigga just handed it to the nigga in the front row and was like, pass it down, my nigga.
That reminded me of one of
like, you gonna catch herpes, but that's sick and nice.
We once had in college, a frat had Afro Man come through. And we rolled a blunt and we were there. We're like, fuck yeah, we're gonna smoke a blunt with Afro Man.
That's sick.
We hit the blunt. Rachel lit the blunt, hit it once, handed it to Afro Man, and he just kept it. And it like just held onto it. And we never got it back. And then he only did two songs and then left. And not even Palmdale or Then I Got High.
He did not like y'all niggas. Damn, he just played them, huh?
It was some shit where like they had agreed on a fee and then he got there and like wanted more and the frat wasn't willing to pay him more. Like, it was like, look, dude, like we agreed on this. Like, stop being a bitch.
You don't play or not?
Nah.
Y'all should have paid that nigga his money. Damn, you think niggas running that racket all the time though?
Probably.
These dumbass college kids?
Probably.
And y'all was white as fuck, so that was probably annoying too. What's in Taylor Swift right now?
Unsweetened oatmeal. Hot water and lemon.
Some chamomile tea, like a pillow, like a ball
of snuggie,
a ball of yarn to knit. That girl was so white, dog. Girl power, like one of those Polaroid cameras that all the fucking hipsters are using now.
And a lot of cocaine.
She's doing so much vlog. Like, that bitch don't stop.
And maybe a Nazi flag?
Unverified, my dude.
I'm not saying.
Not verified, though. You know what?
Makes sense.
She's also a guilty pleasure. That little bitch got hits. And she's so nice. Taylor Swift, just the nicest white girl I've ever seen. And white girls are mean. Like, she is so nice.
Drake's writer.
Like some Hershey's Kisses or something. Like a stack of Valentine's Day cards.
Roses for everyone in the audience.
I'll give you a rose, girl. And you a rose, girl. A bunch of niggas from Toronto.
The cast of Degrassi.
God. I don't know what it is about Drake, you guys. Like, I don't hate him as much. I used to, like, really dislike him. But whatever. I don't try to do that anymore with people. But it's just still something about him that irks me. And then, I don't even have a reason. Like, I just want to punch that nigga in his face. Like, I was watching SNL, and I was like, I was trying to hate watch it, and I couldn't hate watch it. And I was like, damn. But I was, it's like, it's a weird, internal struggle.
Fuck
but
Drake.
Yeah, like, I would try to punch him in his face. But then I feel like I want to apologize to him.
You'd lose.
In a fight with Drake?
Yeah.
Nah,
my No, you're right. Did he dislocated Drake's shoulder? You'd be good. Nah. But that was before Drake got swole and shit.
Drake doing swole for the Instagram likes, my nigga. He ain't putting that shit to you. Like, you can be swole as you want. You ain't putting it, if you're not doing it in a real life setting. Like, you gotta fight to be able to fight. And I mean, there's many accounts of me getting into fights out there.
True.
I ain't heard one about Drake, except that Diddy one.
And you lost that one.
You lost, cuz. That thing's sick.
I like it. So what do you think? We talked enough about music?
I think so.
I mean, we can never talk enough about music, but...
Okay, I kept going. Prince dead, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Always.
Go to the website.
Give us a like.
See what
we got.
Have
all the stuff on the website.
You know.
You know where to find us.
We'll find you.
We're also looking for... Never mind, fuck y'all. Y'all niggas can't